If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Next week on Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair, New York Times bestselling author of The Perfect Storm and War, Sebastian Younger tackles today's challenges in America brought about by our loss of community with his new book, Tribe, on homecoming and belonging. We'll also hear from National Geographic writer and author of The World's Wackiest Roadside Attractions. Join us Mondays at noon Pacific on Alternative Talk 1150 and find more than 400 podcasts at conversationslive.com.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of our Father's Day solstice full moon edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And you can find us on Facebook these days. Look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Give us a like while you're there. I appreciate that. Check out all the great animal programming. And if you want to see a picture of Jude and Paul, and the studio and all of the acutonic forks and Tibetan bowls and bells and all that stuff that they brought with them, I have that posted up on Animal World on Facebook today. So check that out. And let's see, I want to mention that you've got a great special going on if you'd like to do a session in person with Jude and Paul Ponton or a remote. Remember how powerful they are. As long as you book the session between now and July 4th, you get $20 off.
Yeah, this is for new folks coming into the office.
New people coming in.
Or anybody doing
a remote. New people coming in or anybody doing a remote, $20 off. All righty then. Let's finish up with Darcy in Woodinville. Darcy, we're back with you.
I just had a leftover question.
Yeah.
If serious condition is kind of tied to her liver currently. I'm currently have Feeding Her Wellness and sometimes Holistic Plus that have prebiotic support herbs in it. Is that pretty good? I also have her on with Nerva because she gets kind of finicky because she doesn't like staying kind of eating the same stuff all the time. So are those still pretty good to kind of help treat her liver condition? Or?
Well, I mean, those brands of food are, you know, kind of in the middle of the road, high quality area. So much of it depends on the individual and the individual ingredients.
Okay.
Jude and Paul, do you have a sense of any particular ingredients that would be better to support the liver than not?
Well, because of the yin aspect of this, then, you know, things that are more yin-y, so like fish, you know, any of the fishes, the white fishes, or even the salmons, as long as you're not too much salmon, but a little bit.
Okay.
The like duck is also in moderation is also very yin, and so that would support that. And depending, I know cats sometimes, like our cat has a thing about. I mean, she has a food that she'll eat, and she won't really entertain the notion of other foods.
Yeah, cats can be very picky.
You know, if the cat's not picky, then rotating is also good in terms of liver having that kind of, you know. But whatever, you know, I mean, if at 13, what she'll eat is what she'll eat. So.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would look at sometimes putting, you know, again, if you don't have fork to do over the, you know, just oming over her food.
Vocally oming.
Yeah. Om,
yeah.
Om, om, you know.
Yeah.
Helps to change, you know, helps to change the frequency a little bit.
Yeah, it's been quite traumatic when I've had sensitive friends of mine watch me use my forks on the food I'm going to eat. They've been amazed watching the energy. I mean, they have quite a dramatic response. It's like, oh my gosh, that's changing the vibration of the food. It's harmonizing it with you. That's really amazing. I've had people, you know, sensitive people, Darcy, really, really be amazed at the difference that makes. So if you don't have the forks, you can put your hands over the food and just use your voice.
Yeah, and
as they were just describing.
And also, if this kitty sits in your lap, you could put your hand over her liver, which is just going to be kind of below the, or just behind the lower part of the ribs on the right side, and just focus your attention into your hand over the and into the liver that way to help balance.
The
om,
balancing. Right over, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, because I have learned and heard about the om because I've been doing that over the eye, but I have been trying to do it in the liver area. Okay,
yeah.
Yeah. All right, great. All right, so you good?
Yes, thank you so much, you guys.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling Animal World. All righty, let's see. Kathy says we are headed next to Seattle and Marie. Marie, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton.
Thank you, Martha. I'm just calling to say happy birthday to you.
Well, fool me once, fool me twice, but not three times. I had a feeling it might be my Marie on the phone. Hey, Marie.
I was going to pretend I was Amelia calling about Alfie the Afghan.
Oh, well, I would have recognized that right away.
Okay.
Amelia is Marie's given name. It's Amelia Marie, but she goes by Marie. And Alfie was, in fact, her Afghan. But he was a number of animals ago.
Yes, he was.
So is something going on with your tux boy, or are you just calling in for a happy birthday?
Oh, well, you know, I am calling in for a happy birthday. Lots is going on with Tux, but we don't need to take time for him today. I just wanted to be able to wish you happy birthday on your special day.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I'm going to see you tomorrow.
Yes, you are.
And that's the biggie. That's the actual day. So, but I appreciate you calling in. I don't know if you were listening to the first part of the show, but the first two callers were fakes. So that's why I said, fool me once, fool me twice, but not three times, because it's been pinging. I see Marie, and I'm thinking, that's got to be my Marie.
Yep. You've got some good staff there that loves you and supports you, Martha, so that's great.
Well, thank you. And are you sure, I mean, Tux is still getting his virtual lasering. Are you sure you don't want Jude to do something with him harmonically?
Well, I would love that.
Oh, good. Well, we might let's put this phone call to good use then.
Okay.
Tux would be a very handsome tuxedo kitty. Long hair, how's he doing now that he has his own private outdoor catio?
Well, he loves his catio, but the last few months he's been acting out again since we went to see Dr. Bill and his numbers came back not so great.
Right.
He is a little cranky with me because I've been trying to adjust his food.
Uh-huh.
And so we're biting again, and we have some new behavior, and that's going to the bathroom on the rug in the living room.
Oh, dear.
But she's never, ever done before.
No, I don't remember you ever mentioning that before.
Never, yeah.
How old is he now?
Tex is 6. He'll be 7 on the 4th of July.
Oh, you know what's flashing in my head, though, Marie?
Mm.
You know that... Oh, except that, no, I may not be a good flash because my head's still not clear. well, I was wondering because, you know, he does have the endocrine immune imbalance, and that's why I've been, and June and Paul know about, in fact, the virtual lasering stuff we've been doing, it was their suggestion.
Right.
I was thinking that he didn't tolerate the medication well. But was the injections he didn't tolerate?
No, his blood sugar numbers went up.
But you are unable to give him the oral medication, mm-hmm. because what I was thinking is that with this the ohm tuning forks, you know, acutonic forks, I've been able to give, you know, because I've got one cat with the imbalance that doesn't tolerate the meds either. But I use my ohming forks on the medication before I give it to him, and he now tolerates it well. But that would have to be, you know, we'd have to be able to ohm the injection, I guess.
Right.
Because
it wasn't a matter of tolerating the injections. He refused to eat anything that it was on.
That was the medication, right?
Right.
Except that. When he getting the injections, he got them, but then his liver enzymes or something went crazy, I think.
Blood sugar, I think.
Blood sugar or something. Yeah, blood sugar, that's what it was. But so there's another option these days. If we could figure out how to get him on medication, if we could use the forks on the medication, we might be able to prevent the blood sugar interference.
Mm.
So I just wanted to mention that.
Right. I would be willing to look at that for sure.
Yeah, because, I mean, he's a complicated guy to begin with.
yes, he is. God
but bless I him. Have, since this all went down with him, I had the experience with myself and the medication and then it changing the vibration and me being able to tolerate it. And so figured I'd probably do the same thing for the animals. And lo and behold, it is. Buzzy's able to tolerate the medication now. But I use the forks on it. Oh, Tux is getting the first didgeridoo of the day, Marie.
Oh,
here comes
that.
Here comes the big didge.
Oh,
yay.
So she did a, Jude has been, while you've been talking, you've been doing a bunch of things for the, again, balancing the nervous system, balancing kind of in the center, opening up what's called the microcosmic orbit, which is a energy system that runs up the back and down the front and clearing all that. And then I didn't see all the other stuff she was doing because I was listening. But
I did the points down the spine that are balancing for the nervous system. So we did a little... just Neptune for flow and like that. I did Mars and Venus in his field for balancing kind of yin and yang energies, and that also balances sort of hormone.
Okay, now since we're having a little birthday party tomorrow, and so I'll be seeing except we're not going to Marie's house, never mind. I was going to say, what forks should I take, and I could do some work on Tux, except we're going to Linda's house. We're not going to Marie's, so never mind.
Okay.
I'm still a little foggy in the head. I actually feel a whole lot better than I sound, Marie.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah. But I was at the welcome booth all day yesterday in the rain, talking all day long. So, but my sickness is gone. Jude and Paul took care of that on Friday, and it's like went poof.
Yay!
Okay, so you can let me know how Mr. Tux does between now and then.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it. That was a bonus, but really it was to say happy birthday, Martha.
Well, thank you for the happy birthday wishes, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's stay on time here and take care of advertisers and sponsors, and then finally we'll get to Sue. She's been waiting patiently with all these urgent callers that had to go ahead of her. But we've got a couple lines open. We do have to get current events in this hour, but we can at least take another phone call or two. So local number 42. Oh, you know what? We better do Missing Link. We haven't done Missing Link giveaway. So let's put that in too. Anyone who would like Missing Link, how about
Solstice?
Solstice? And Strawberry Full Moon.
Yeah.
No Solstice, no Strawberry Full Moon. Does that mean no giving Missing Link giveaway? Did you already give away? Kathy, talk to me.
No, it's Happy Birthday, Martha.
Oh. I even threw the reflection. I saw her panicking and jumping up and waving her arms, and I thought the world was coming to an end. Okay, so Kathy says the Missing Link phrase of the day is Happy Birthday, Martha. So if you would like Missing Link, you have to be 18 years or older and can't have won a contest here on the station in the last 30 days. Other than that, you're eligible, and you can pick out any version of the Missing Link you would like sent to your door. Local number, 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. And unfortunately, we just somebody dropped off the line, so we've got another open line for you. So give us a call. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA Washington.org.
Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost cost to you running on the show. You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
On the path to good health and well-being? Alternative Talk 1150 is the station for you.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're almost midway through the last hour of our Father's Day edition of Animal World. But you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And I assure you, I feel much better than I sound. And we are doing a harmonic energy shifting Sunday with Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. Remember to take advantage of their solstice special. As long as you book a session between now and the 4th of July, it can be for late after the 4th of July. You just have to book it during this time. If you're a new patient coming in, you get $20 off, and anybody for a remote session gets $20 off. So great time to get scheduled and take advantage of the hot deal. All righty, we're going to head to Bothell and welcome Sue to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Patton. Welcome back, Sue.
Hi, happy birthday.
Well, thank you, Sue. I appreciate that.
And I wanted to thank Paul and Jude, of course, for helping with Jasper.
Yeah, Jasper was our wonderful kitty with the nasal cancer and so forth, and he's passed on to the other side now. And I think you're calling in for some help for yourself now, Sue, aren't you?
Yeah, it's I still have that tingly feeling on the left side of my face.
Yeah, I think Dr. Nels did a reboot last week, so maybe you guys. So it's a tingling on the left side, you said?
Yeah.
And how long has it been going on?
For at least 4 months. It just comes and goes.
And do we know what's causing it?
I have neck issues, so that's what I'm guessing, but I don't know for sure.
Okay, now Jude is nodding and smiling at that, so she must be agreeing. You were agreeing?
Well, yeah, and she, you know, coming up with the Yang Chao Meridian, which is one-sided, and it kind of goes up and goes up the right side of the body. It goes right goes one side of the body and goes through the face. So, but yeah, it makes, you know, when she started talking and started talking about her face, I started tracking something kind of in my lower neck and kind of first rib area. And I don't normally track other people's stuff that physically, but
But you did in this case.
I did this time. So I think there may be, you know, there may be something to what she's saying in terms of that being an issue. So Jude's gonna do.
I was getting something occipital.
Oh, she's getting something occipital. Yeah.
So I'm not done with Yang Chao yet. I've got one more.
Okay.
I'm gonna sneak in a congratulations to Emily in Seattle who won the feline formula of the Missing Link. And now, is this something that commonly happens, that you get a tingling in the side of your face when there's something going on in your neck?
Not always, but it's one thing that can show up.
It can show up. Yeah. Okay, so Sue's not unusual in having this.
No, I mean, it's not. I mean, it's
I mean, you've seen it before, apparently.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, I've even, when I...
Kathy?
I've had stuff with... my neck going out where I had like vision stuff, you know, on that one.
Oh, really?
On
that side?
Yeah, a little blurriness and that kind of thing.
So did you want to address the rib?
Yeah, I'm just going to do a virtual adjustment on the rib here. What are you getting first?
Yeah, I'm getting first rib, and I'll do an opening there.
Okay.
The first rib, that would be the top rib.
Top rib, yeah. It's
the top rib is really short, and it comes right around sort of almost underneath where your clavicle is.
Well, I know sometimes you have to adjust that on me.
Yeah, it's not kind of, especially a lot of people, sometimes when they do like lifting or they're doing a job where it's a lot of one-sided stuff, that'll kind of get set up. And then what, gallbladder 20 doing? Yeah, so we're also doing a point, because Judah's picking up stuff at the occiput, which sometimes when the rib's out, the connection with the muscles, the trapezius and the sternocleidomastoid muscles attach right underneath the occiput back there. And so she's doing a point that is kind of opens all that up and balances.
Oh, now, come on. You guys are giving, I'm sorry. I don't know what Kathy's up to in there, but my dog Robbie's on the phone. Come on. Shoot. See, Robbie in Monroe? There's only one Robbie in Monroe, and that's my dog. Jeez. Anyway, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt, but this is cracking me up.
Having a pattern
in the field. So let's open that up.
Yeah, Sue, this upper rib, that short rib they're talking about, I often feel that in my neck. And then you guys work your magic, and then it goes away.
Well, it's because there are muscles that attach down in that rib area that also attach to the in the back of the skull. So, it's not uncommon for the rib to go out and then cause the neck stuff. And then Jude's doing. There's a pattern that's out in the field on the side that she's clearing with the new moon fifth high frequency combination. And then the tingshas to kind of these higher frequencies to.
I love those tingshas.
Yeah, get in the field as well. So Jude, also doing a little Mars kind of in the field, high frequency. Oh, Mars, maybe.
So now these are the higher frequency omen Mars.
Yeah, yeah. Mars rules the head in medical astrology. It's a correspondence between Mars and the head.
Well, Sue, this is really making sense to me. I mean, I really think this ought to make a difference for that tingling.
Okay.
And then also a point on the hand. It's on the large intestine channel, but this isn't for the large intestines because this channel also affects the head and the face. So, again, this is the new moon fifth to open up the flow there. So I think what's happening is things are tightening up, and then she's not getting as much blood flow as, you know, that's why the tingling. And then here's the pua.
Ferry boats in town.
That's also to help to kind of break up that pattern.
All right, yeah, excellent. Kind of.
We both got a done window, so I think she's
okay.
Good.
All right, Sue. Well, all of that made total sense. Sue, you're gonna have to let us know.
Okay.
But this it really sounds like I would, you know, say wow. I know I always feel an immediate difference when you do something with that upper rib of mine, and keep in touch, Sue. Let us know, okay?
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling Animal World.
Bye-bye.
Well, all right. I mean, Kathy is having a field day, and they're messing with me. Now
We actually got a text message from her yesterday telling us that this was happening today.
that all of these calls are Robbie and Monroe?
Not that one. But
the birthday people.
What do you guys think? Robbie and Monroe? Do you think somebody's got my dog on the phone? Or who the heck do you think this is?
I don't know.
Well, I guess we better find out, Mike. Let's find out. Robbie and Monroe, welcome to Animal World. You're live with your mom.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Oh, it's Chuck. Hey, Chuck.
No, Ma, it's Robbie.
Oh, it's Robbie. Hey, Robbie.
I just have a cold like you do.
Okay.
I'm not barking the way I should, but we just called to tell you that myself and all the cats wish you a very happy, happy birthday.
Oh, Chuck, you're touching my heart. You're making me tear up.
And many more to come, Martha, and we want you to know how much we appreciate everything you do yesterday and all the days ahead, and not just for our family, but for all the animals that you've covered. And we're all in this together, and you're the leader of the pack, my dear.
Well, thank you so much. You've touched my heart. Now I'm tearing up. So,
and I'd like to say that there's one thing that I would scold you on.
Uh-oh.
And that is that when you overexert yourself, just like the animals do, they lay down and rest for a little while. And you have to do that, my darling, because if you don't rest, you're just going to tear yourself down. You know that. You take care of your animals and make them rest, and you need to rest when you have to, and otherwise we're all coming out there and give you a good spanking.
All right, I appreciate that. I'll only throw the Frisbee a few times when I get home, and then I'll take a nap. How about that? All right.
Happy birthday, Martha.
Thank you so much, Chuck. Bless you.
We all love you very much.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Oh, how special is that? Okay. All right. Let's see. We better move on here. Where are we headed here? To Seattle and Carlene. Welcome to Animal World.
Happy birthday, Martha.
Thank you, Carlene.
You wished me a happy birthday. Unbeknownst to me, Kathy shared that with you. And on my birthday in April, and I just had to call in and wish you also. But I also wanted to talk to Jude and Paul and ask them a question.
Oh, please go ahead. And thank you for the birthday salutations.
And the best to your recovery of your voice and your throat.
Yeah, I actually feel good. Great. It's just my voice I need back. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to ask you, I've been suffering for the last 5-6 months with a kind of a really, really strange shoulder condition that just doesn't want to seem to break free and heal. And,
which shoulder, Carlene?
And I worked with Dr. Nils last week. But,
yeah, which shoulder?
Oh, it's the right shoulder.
Right one, okay.
Yes. And I was just, when you were describing the first rib issue, I was just wondering, because some of the pain comes directly in really hot, tender, sensitive, transit across my chest, right below my clavicle, right where the first rib might be. Oh. It's really, really sensitive. But it's the worst problem I have is either lying on my back or trying to take my coat off.
Huh.
So it's that backward movement of my shoulder that gives me the hardest trouble. I don't know if that helps you guys, but
well, yeah, they're tuning in when you're describing that. So
okay,
it has a low one; it would be better. But...
yeah. So, So Jude's going to do a. This is. This is a technique that we use for necks that are and shoulder, or
frozen
actually for
shoulders
for, that are frozen, but works for other shoulder stuff too. And she's doing a point on the down on the leg, and then while she's doing this, if you could just kind of gently move your shoulder first, and, you know, kind of rotate it forward in one direction for a few, and then rotate it back in the other direction.
And you want Carlene to physically do this now?
Yeah. While Jude's doing
so
that.
So rotate your shoulder gently back.
Yeah, first just kind of, rotating it backwards towards the back, and then turn around and come the other way.
And then rotate it forward slowly.
And then rest it for
Are you able to do that, Carlene?
I'm able to do that.
Okay.
It's very heavy, very painful, but I can do that.
Yeah, well, don't take it to a point where it's
No, I'm not.
But just
what I want to know is whether it starts to change at all.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So do it as you can and let us know if it's changing.
Yeah. Now, you know, we've had people come in that couldn't move their shoulder at all with and doing this technique could then, you know, kind of wave their arm around and stuff, so it's a kind of a thing that from Chinese medicine, it's a thing that they found works. I don't know how they found
it. They usually do this with a majorly big needle that goes all the way through from one side of the leg, not all the way through to the other side, but almost.
Yeah. Yeah,
wow. We found that doing the fork works equally well and is less weird.
Yeah, because
so they actually put a needle through your leg.
Well, they put
not
it in
quite.
In
called through and through technique.
They put
really
it in the
through.
Stomach point in the front, and they direct it towards a point in the, all the way in the back of the leg on the bladder
wow.
channel, and then they don't break the skin in the back, but then they stimulate the heck out of it. It can be quite uncomfortable on the leg to do it while you do the movement of the shoulder.
So, Carlene, any change in the way the movement feels?
Not really, but I'm when I rest it, I'm just letting the muscles completely relax around the joint,
right.
around the whole shoulder
okay.
rotator cuff area.
So I'm going to do something more local around there. I haven't tried doing this particular technique remotely, so...
Oh, okay.
And it may show up later, but I'll do
so,
something
so
sort of
normally,
more.
If you had a patient, if Carlene was there in person, you'd have her be rotating her shoulder forward and back while you were doing
yeah.
these forks on the leg.
Yes.
And I usually do actually the lower forks because it goes in deeper,
yeah,
so
we
I
don't
didn't
have
those with me, and so I wasn't
okay.
sure how well it would work. But let's do something else.
Can I ask you a question? Would it be better if I stand or sit? Right now I'm kneeling on the floor.
Doesn't matter.
I mean,
okay.
whatever's comfortable is fine.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had people...
Okay.
You know, sitting on the treatment table or sitting in a chair or standing up.
I'm actually getting a pattern in the field.
Okay.
So.
Something in her field you're going to deal with.
Up around the shoulder. Because I was, besides the rib, I was kind of picking up something like the joint was a little bit forward or something.
No, let's check that.
So Jude's going to do a kind of a what we would do when we're putting a shoulder kind of back into place up there. So she actually virtually put her hand on the shoulder, and then she hit her hand with her other fist kind of in the direction that
uh-huh.
we wanted it to go.
Interesting.
Okay, so you're going to work down the...
So you feel this more towards the front of your shoulder or the back of your shoulder?
Say that once again, please.
Do you feel the discomfort more towards the front of the shoulder or more towards the back of the shoulder?
Down somewhat down the arm and around the front and across the front of the chest to the midpoint.
So yeah. I think that's front.
Yeah, so we'll do on the large intestine channel, which also runs through the shoulder, we're going to do some points down the arm from that on the like large intestine 4 and maybe 11.
15, 13.
Oh, you're moving down. She's moving down the shoulder from the shoulder down the arm.
Mm-hmm.
And she's using a dispersing frequency here. This is a zodiac third interval, which is a and now she's got a fork caught on her headphone cord. Yeah, she's working with the zodiac third here to kind of open up that channel. I'm just going to do a little bit of opening while she's doing that. I'm going to do a little bit of opening kind of in the fifth chakra area too.
And while you're doing that, Paul, I'm breathing slowly, deeply into that area, a slow, deep, even breath.
Yeah. And there's kind of something that is kind of along the brachial plexus on that side that's clearing.
Is there something that's been going, something that you've been trying to do or acquire or make manifest that's been sort of reluctant to show up?
I think I know what. I think I understand you, and I think I agree.
You think you're saying yes? I think she's saying.
I think I'm saying yes.
Okay, so because that's a pattern that tends to be associated with like reaching for something that you're not being able to
get.
Just kind of bringing. So I'm going to sort of bring that pattern into a better balance, so that it doesn't feel so distant.
Yeah, so we're using a high frequency ohm octave combination here is a high, both high frequency ohm forks.
I can really feel a difference now. I think that might be a key.
Cool, excellent. That would be nice to get this taken care of.
A lot of what we see with physical discomfort with people often has a kind of psycho-emotional or spiritual antecedent, so it's happening at a different energetic level than the physical, and it's just manifesting in the physical to draw your attention to the fact that something needs to change.
Yeah.
And so...
You're getting a bowl now.
Yeah. One of the fun things about being in the office is you can put these bowls right on the areas and feel the vibration of the bowls, which feels really good. And then Martha was talking about the remote sessions, which are effective, but it's kind of fun to be in the on the table with all the gongs going too.
Oh, here comes the big didge for you.
Yeah, the didge really breaks up stagnation, and we use this a lot in joints and especially for back issues, but also in joints like this. And the didge also opens up chakras. I think that's enough, don't you? Yeah. I think let's try that for now and see.
All right, let's see how you do.
Anything that can help. I've just been feeling so nauseated and it just... Sometimes it just hurts so bad I can hardly stand it. So I really appreciate
it. Well, imagine it feeling better now because a lot has shifted here.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Carlene.
And happy birthday.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye. All right. We need to take care of advertisers and sponsors right now. Then we've got one more phone caller, and then we'll sneak in current events. I think we'll be good. So stay right where you are. Shannon, we'll come to you next, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And hey, did you know that even if you're feeding the highest quality all-natural foods to your animal friends, even if you're home cooking, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why Missing Link was created. They started with all whole natural raw food sources, perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. Keep it in the refrigerator. Once you open it, mix up your animal friend's food, add in the Missing Link, a little cool water to stir it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there is a Missing Link formula for just about everybody. There are three formulas for dogs, one formula for cats. There is a holistic, something's going on in here, and I'm trying to keep it together, but they're crying, they're laughing so hard, just so you let you know. Anyway, Missing Link has a feline formula, a bird formula, a poultry formula, and a horse formula, so ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or go directly to the company. Check them out at www.missinglinkproducts.com or give them a call at 1-800-774-7387.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell presents a special series with Kelly Sullivan Walden, host of Dreams Unzipped.
On Saturday, Deborah Wilson returns, channeling energy from the angelic realm and wisdom about leading a prosperous life.
In hour number two, Deborah Wilson will be taking your calls. There'll be angel feathers everywhere.
Bringing you fascinating talk since 2007, we are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at DarcyPariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Bringing good vibes to the Puget Sound and the world. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down our Father's Day, summer solstice, strawberry full moon, my birthday edition of Animal World, not denying it anymore. And for heaven's sakes, my dog and cat calls in. Anyway, it is Harmonic Energy Shifting Sunday with Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon, and we've been having a good time here, and trust me, I feel a whole lot better than I sound. We're going to get one more caller in and current events before we're out of here. Let's see. It is we're going to Lake City. And Shannon, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
This is Christine, actually.
Oh, for crying out loud. I mean, is anybody telling the truth today on Animal World? So that's we're actually not in Lake City. We're in Bend, Oregon, huh?
That's right.
Well, hey, Christine, how the heck are you?
I'm sorry? Say that again?
I said, how the heck are you?
really great. What I was hoping is if there's time for Cobby to be looked at.
Oh, yeah, yeah. well, see, now I know you've been on my prayer and healing list for a while. We probably should look at you too. But Cobby, that's one of your dogs, isn't it?
That's correct. She's a little older than Charlie, but even though she likes to chase after him when they're playing, she always comes back limping. So this time it's been for 2 days, so I don't dare take her exercising. So I was wondering if maybe they can.
Okay, which leg is she limping on?
It's on her right.
Front or rear?
Front.
Okay. And this has been on and off?
Yeah.
And lately chronic for 3 days?
But this time it's lasting for 2 days.
Yeah, lasting longer. Okay.
I think that...
you know, she must have thought, she must know, because she came from the bedroom to... just now laying next to me.
Uh-huh.
I was just thinking about you, Christy.
Oh, you were thinking about Christy?
Yeah.
Well, that's because she was on the phone, and I don't know why we called her Shannon in Lake City. But...
I was actually thinking about her when we came in this morning.
Oh, wow. So your energy came in ahead of the show.
Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about coffee. I've been worrying about her.
So the... Jude's doing a opening for Xeria New Moon Fifth combination, and starting out kind of in the there's a woman in New England, or not in New England, in England, who's identified an additional chakra for animals called the brachial chakra, which is kind of just in front of the shoulders on the side of the neck, right?
Uh-huh.
Or kind of, you know, towards the back, but on the side. So. So we're doing that on the side there where the leg's affected.
Okay.
Also.
Well, she's rolling over on her back, right?
Like
now.
Right in the like.
Right
the,
in the like, joint.
Not in the joint, but kind of what would be the kind of scapular area.
Okay, so kind of between where the scapula is and where the.
And I'm actually going to disperse there.
Acromial joint.
Mm-hmm.
Romeo process. So, yeah, so Jude's using the Zodiac third interval, which is a dispersing interval to kind of clear out the stagnation that's causing the discomfort. I think there's a little bit of an underlying deficiency there as well. So after we get done, maybe doing a little... I guess we don't have high frequency Earth Day here, but we could do the regular Earth Day in the field after you do the opening. Okay.
How old is Kavi, Christine?
Let's see. I think I've had her. She's probably 7 now.
Okay.
Well, what breed is this?
She's an Aussie type, isn't she?
She's part Aussie and part Blue Heeler.
Okay. So Jude kind of swept the area with the high-frequency forks in that area, and now we're going to... most of what we've been doing is trying to get the excess out of there that's causing the discomfort, but I think there's an underlying weakness or deficiency, so we're doing a little bit of high-frequency, or we're using the middle frequencies in the field because we don't have the high-frequency Earth Day with us. So just to kind of give that area a little bit of oomph.
She doesn't seem to like me doing Reiki on her for some reason.
She doesn't like Reiki?
No.
So that's unusual.
What I'm getting is that this pattern...
she moves away quick, after a while.
Well, they require much, much less than humans do.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's what
it is. Yeah, that's usually the case. They require so much less, and they will move out of the energy when they've had enough.
Yeah, it's almost instantaneous. I mean, it takes just a snap to.
So I just moved a pattern that is kind of related to some earlier thing, maybe a couple of years ago that she did. So I just moved that out of her field.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting Saturn also.
Why don't you guys keep working? I'm just going to throw in some current events here while we can before we run out of time. Just want to let you know, if you didn't get the word earlier, my classes that I was doing at Natural Pet Pantry last week and this week have been canceled. But I will be doing my Communicating with Animals and Human-to-Animal Transference classes at East West Bookshop in September. Mark your calendars, September 14th and 21st at East West Bookshop. Darcy Pariso's got a lot of upcoming events. She will be at Natural Pet Pantry on Wednesday the 29th. Go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on Current Events, and you can find all the details to this stuff because I'm going to have to cruise them very quickly. Northwest Stream Center got a lot going on. Swamp Creatures of Dusk on Wednesday, June 22nd. Hoot the Movie at Northwest Stream Center. It's free on June 23rd. And Walk on the Wild Side on June 30th. The Northwest Equine Stewardship Center is hosting a summer solstice music fest next Saturday, June 25th, from noon to 6 p.m. at the Cedarbrook Farm in Snohomish. $25 a person, $50 a family. Lots of music. All the proceeds benefit the Northwest Equine Stewardship Center. And the music includes, Black Dog, Sean Spare Rib Horst, Hannah Duffy and Eric Mueller, Natalie Woodent as well. And if you need more information, you can call Kim at 425-283-8307. Homeward Pet Adoption has got free microchips on Tuesdays through June and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Friday the 24th from 4 to 7 p.m. 10th annual Poochapalooza, Asbury Field in Marysville is July 9th. And boy, I think that covers the most important stuff. So, anything else what's for Christine and Kavi at this point?
I think we're good.
We added just a Saturn and Earth Day to help solidify that joint.
All righty then, Christine. Thanks for calling and thanks for the happy birthday wishes.
Okay, froggy.
Yeah, geez. Next week we'll be doing an encore presentation, so I'll have plenty of chance of my voice to get back to normal again. But I think I just overdid it at the welcome booth yesterday on top of all of this stuff. So thanks for calling, and let us know how Kavi's doing, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okie dokie. If you want to get a hold of Jude and Paul Ponton at Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle, you can go to their website, whispering-dragon.com. You can visit them on Facebook, Whispering Dragon Center. You can email them to get a copy of their newsletter and get on their email mailing list, resonate@whispering-dragon.com. And if you'd like to call to schedule, because remember, if you're a new patient coming into the clinic, you can schedule between now and July 4th. You get $20 off. Anybody scheduling a remote gets $20 off as long as you make the appointment before July 4th. And the phone number is 206-706-2836. By golly, I think we did it.
We did it.
And coming up, if you stay tuned, for an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Rob and Alexis. And next week, encore presentation of our last Vet Sunday with Dr. Bill Burlingame. It's a great show, lots of great information. Oh, and I keep forgetting to tell you, I'm protected now. I have my R2L radiation to light deal on my cell phone now, so 70 to 80% of the radiation in my phone is transmuted immediately to light. So you can get those through Dr. Bill. Check him out. Anyway, show next Sunday will be Vet Sunday with Dr. Bill. And that's about all we have time for. So Mike, thank you. Kathy, thank you. Jude and Paul, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to open your heart. Share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.